Today, the Treasury Department released the names of more than 100 companies it has fined for doing business with countries on a so-called enemies list kept by the government. The release of the information was unusual. For years, the Treasury has kept secret the settlements it reaches with businesses accused of violating trade embargoes. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The company's names are familiar: Goodyear, CNA Insurance, IKEA, Tyson Foods, all businesses who face charges brought by the Treasury Department agency, which enforces trade sanctions against targeted countries like Cuba and Iraq. It apparently doesn't take much to end up on the list. Swedish furniture maker IKEA, for example, paid $8,000 last year to settle allegations that it had imported 150 rugs from Taliban-controlled Afghanistan in 1999. Spokesman Clive Cashman says the company had checked with its supplier to determine the origin of shipment.
Our pipeline is a very long one, and for hand-woven rugs to be ordered and received here is many, many months in the process. So at the time we got the order, we checked and verified in writing from our supplier and our agent that these were from a region that was not under their control at that time.
By the time they did arrive, says Cashman, the political situation had changed. Nonprofit groups have also run afoul of the government embargoes and paid settlements, but typically the Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, doesn't disclose any of its deals. It began to do so earlier this year. Russell Mokyber, the editor of the Corporate Crime Reporter newsletter, and Public Citizen sued to get the records. The agency then identified more than 100 settlements it had reached between March of 1998 and March of this year. Mokyber says some company attorneys like keeping the settlement secret because they don't want their company to be identified, especially in today's environment, of doing business with the enemy.
There are other defense attorneys who don't like this secrecy. They say that they don't know what's going on, and they don't know what to expect when they go into OFAC. Some of them think it's sort of like a shakedown.
A Treasury Department spokeswoman, Tasia Scalina, says OFAC has been working to devise a way to make its enforcement activities more transparent to the public.
The settlements that are part of the information that was released today deal primarily with companies in which there is no formal finding of guilt by OFAC. They're settlement agreements. Thus, this created privacy concerns that in the past have hindered efforts to make the information public.
Scalina says OFAC has proposed a new federal rule which will make some settlement information available on the agency's website on a regular basis. Michael Tankersley, a lawyer for Public Citizen, calls it a first step.
At this stage, the OFAC is releasing kind of the bottom line, who was fined and the amount of the fine, but not releasing details about what the nature of the offense was and how they came to the conclusion that this was an appropriate penalty for this offense.
And Tankersley says that will be important as the Treasury Department releases even more names of companies and organizations it's settled with for doing business with so-called enemy countries. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.